coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss AI on TM Radio. And actually, it's supposed to say Marilyn and I discuss AI on TM Radio. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization of the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, you can call me anytime in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. TargetedJustice.com is one of our favorite groups, and they have right now affidavits that are vital in completing the United Nations questionnaire. Go to their home page if you would like to join, and then go to their drop-down menu where it says home, and you'll see join. And just click on that, and you can join Targeted Justice right there. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. The chat associated with this show is targetedmass.chatango.com. Okay, Marilyn.
How are you, Frank?
Oh, I'm okay. Had a rocky day today, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the perps sit on my head, as I call it, all day.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, total bummer.
It is. Trying to dominate us. This is a global domination program, and they're going to use AI to pull this off. And we just have to fight until we die.
Yeah, let's hope we don't get that far. And I don't think we will. That questionnaire is actually very promising. The fact that they just mention the case that they did on there is promising. Who was it? Kane versus Obama and the DOD. They mentioned that right in the questionnaire. So I thought that was fantastic.
Yes, exactly.
I think we made some progress today.
It's a continuous struggle for justice. And unfortunately, this has occurred, targeted individual. This is happening. It's very real. And it is totally about this artificial intelligence absorbing all of our content and sharing it with others against our will, and then taking it to the next level and creating this supercomputer that's going to dominate us and ruin us.
Yeah. What did you think of this AI piece?
What I thought was interesting is that when it does facial recognition, that white faces versus black faces, where it says here, it turns out that the systems work better on male-labeled faces than female-labeled faces. They work better on lighter faces than dark-skinned faces. Maybe we could talk about what that really means. And also...
Facial recognition was actually dubbed or deemed okay by the FBI in 2012. So it's been around for a long time. And the data sets that they use, naturally, it's trash in, trash out. If you dump garbage into the computer, you're going to get garbage out. So they have to put together a data set, or did, that actually identifies by points on the face rather than actually by colors and whatnot. The learning system, which is what they used today, is far ahead of the old binary system. Yeah, that's the reason behind that. Imagine them launching that, Marilyn, without even testing it.
Right. I'm a little unclear about the language. So when you do a search on one of the biggest search engines, which is Google, and you look at this kind of discrimination and algorithmic bias, or that... this article towards datascience.com entitled Algorithmic Solutions to Algorithmic Bias and Technical Guide. That, if you read it and scan it, let's see. That basically it is the human programming this AI. So if it's doing facial recognition, that you could have a white supremacist racist targeting types of people with a program. And it is part of this kind of global domination by these elite whites, that they're going to use this kind of science to target people, I guess.
Yeah, they what they did is... they actually, or this Joy Balam Winnie, I think is how you pronounce it. She actually did and is the founder of Algorithmic Justice League. And what she did was she did the data sets all over again. So she took out the data set that was white supremacist, and it wasn't designed that way. It was just that they used movie actors and, you know, whoever they could scan out or take a picture of and to put in there. So it's all a matter of what is in the data set. So they plugged in her data set, and they had a much better response rate. I think hers were like almost 100% accurate, if not.
Now, when you say 100% accurate, what does that mean?
That means in 10 cases or 100 cases, it picked out the face 100 times correctly. So what they did in the beginning is BS. But what you say is totally correct. They sent this system out into the world, and it diagnosed white people as being sick, and it diagnosed black people as being well when they were really very ill. So there's a lot of different issues here, and it's algorithmic bias is what it is. And it took Joy, I think she's a black woman, to straighten this out. And it took a long time. But for the longest time, they were used in hospitals, banks, stores, and it was all incorrect data. And you were spot on with that.
I want to mention, because I hope people do listen to this, Medical Apartheid is an excellent book by Harriet A. Washington. She's a black author, and she goes over the long, psychotic list of medical experiments. The common one is Tuskegee syphilis. But we're talking radiation experiments, plantation experiments, that the whole system of trying to figure out how to examine a uterus that was done on black American, African women, slaves. And the whole medical community of the United States swarmed the plantations to get access to these bodies to do these experiments. And so, of course, starting with this kind of manual science, now you can have, and you know, right now I have about 20 synthetic telepathy perps trying to interact with me as I talk, plus a computer, and no one's going to, this is to have control over your mind. It's going to get real hard in the next 10, 20, 30 years. But to have AI come in and be, part of the surgery process, where you could go into get surgery, a gynecological exam, and then get a hysterectomy, and a computer will do it. You can look at these videos online. There's artificial intelligence doing surgery. And a lot of these women getting this operation are black. The highest rate of tumors and cancer in the uterus, I think it is black women. And if it's not true that they're mutilating them, we need to investigate this.
Yeah. Also, it fails miserably in detecting males from females. So, you know, this poor guy could go in there and get a hysterectomy by computer.
Right.
That'd be funny, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's, you know, the human contact, the human interaction. We've gone thousands of years with interacting with each other as humans. We don't need the computer to do everything for us, especially when it comes to identifying people. I mean, we have to get past this kind of racist issue, in particular in America, because it is the most vulnerable group. Besides just poverty-stricken people, but, you know, this will be interesting, a racist algorithmic.
A racist AI computer that is operating on people and discriminating against black people, and this is really bad news. And it wasn't just anybody that came up with it, too. It was Frontline. So, you know, I guess Georgia Tech was where Joy graduated from. And Georgia Tech happens to be a college that teaches all the frequencies and all of the data that you need to target someone. I'm not saying it's her. I just saw Georgia Tech, and I thought to myself, wow, I remember when that name came up. A lot of controversy over that.
Right. But, you know, can a computer prove that you're lazy? And we all know what that means, you know.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, there's a couple things about your computer and your cell phone and the network of synthetic telepathy, not just the perps, but having a chatterbox attached to your computer, that your decisions daily on your internet, they're watching every single stupid thing that you try to imagine. And then you touch that keyboard and that mouse, and it's like, I'm sorry, but a lot of people are not that intelligent. You know, they're not targeting them. They're targeting people who are intelligent. You know, in terms of being dominated, like right now, you know what it's like to have synthetic telepathy where they try to dominate your words you choose. And so,
yes.
Yeah. It's intellectually dishonest to leave the humanity with AI. It's just absurd and it's evil.
Yeah, they're at the point. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is not a safe place to be. This is the most unsafe time for humanity. And I could see as, you know, I did so much research on the high-speed internet, and I uploaded, when I realized that was a TI, I said, oh, you know, I was optimistic. I said, this is great. I'm going to upload as much information as I possibly can. It was all about social justice. And so I retained that information. Now I have a lazy group of perps who have asked me questions about things that I'm interested in, and they have stolen my identity. These are things they are not even interested in. I mean, you can't be a gang stalker and be interested in social justice. And the handler, who's a white supremacist, tells the black perps, okay, because I'm attacked by black and white people, we need to dominate her because she's a threat to this system, that she's, you know, she's anti-AI, basically. And we don't want her brain to function at a high level. So I get attacked a lot. And, you know, Laura, who helped on your conference call, I sent her an email. That's no Janie, or is it Laura?
Janie.
I think it's Janie. And I said, you know, can you help out Frank with RBN, because I'm getting brain damage. And so, you know, you have to be honest about that. Being dominated by AI is not pleasant.
No, it's a terrible situation. And you can have an IQ of 200. And they can drop that IQ down to shoe size pretty much in a very short time. And fortunately, can't do it all the time. Okay, thank you for listening, folks. We are going to commercial. Caught me by surprise.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Marilyn and I discuss AI on TM Radio. In view of the time element, we're going to go right to it shortly. I just wanted to let everyone know that RBN is doing a pledge drive this week. Now, the website is republicbroadcasting.org. To donate, it is very easy. You don't have to have a PayPal account. You can use your regular credit card or bank card, or call 800-724-2719, extension 3, to call in a donation, or you can mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The network thanks you. Okay, Marilyn, let's get back to it.
Okay. So this AI system, Frontline, shown to fail. Examples, if you look at a certain ethnic group, say Asian men, they are saying that, you know, this computer is saying that his eyes are closed when they're actually open because his eyes are smeared. Mm-hmm.
I saw that too. Yeah. I was amazed.
But unfortunately, I'm going to take 1 minute maybe and just say this, that I identify with the truth movement, and I'm going to say something that is not popular. I am a black woman. I'm 49. I live in Ohio, and I'm an artist, and I paint. I have a fairly good life and working class. It's typical of being in America, and I've been targeted for about 20 years. And primarily, my mind has interacted with white men and then white women. In the last 3 years, it's been black men and black women. Unfortunately, being a black woman could be why this is so horrendous, this treatment, but the blacks are literally killing me faster. Now, this is a decision, and the AI is attached to all of us in the hive, in the community, and the gang-stalking network that's global. But I don't want to say that black people aren't capable of attacking people for no apparent reason. I have been in the hospital 5 times, I think, since I've been targeted. ER. I have brain damage. My friends are just about zero. My social life is almost completely dead. I'm interacting with flowers. You know, I'm gardening. You know, lacking, stalking, and I'm not. You know, like when I communicate, I say, "Are you going to do this to white women?" And they say, "Absolutely not." And I said, "Well, what is the goal to join forces with this white supremacist takeover of the planet?" And I will tell you this, and this is horrible, and this is true. This is the truth, that they wanted to mind rape white women. Now, I am a fan of Malcolm X, W.E.B. Du Bois, Marcus Garvey, Dr. Noe Fuller, but I'm also a fan of Noam Chomsky. Okay. Slavoj Zizek, the top philosopher of Europe and the world. You know, I am aware of Cuban issues with the, you know, being turned into a colony again. The Haitian Revolution, but I'm also aware of the French Revolution. All these great things that come out of Europe and Asia, all these concepts. And I have never been abused so badly until I've had black people target me. So I just wanted to put that out there, that it is the most cruel experience I have ever had. So, yes. Unfortunately...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so in artificial intelligence, uploading black-on-black crime and gang stalking. That will be documented now. And I've heard conversations like from the white gang stalkers, can you sell us more of your black PIs and perps so we can profit off of them? So it's basically a transaction in human trafficking. So they said, absolutely, we can traffic our black race to you, and we want to get paid. I listened to this language, and this is unfortunate, and I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, we've got station ID coming up. Thank you very much for listening, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Good evening, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Marilyn and I discuss AI on TM Radio. Joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. You can just go to targetedmassachusetts.org and in the navigation, go to Contact Information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization of the state of Massachusetts. Okay, you can call into the show tonight live and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, and back to Marilyn.
Okay, so I wanted to kind of say what algorithmic bias is. It describes the systematic and repeatable errors in a computer system that create unfair outcomes, such as privileging one arbitrary group of users over the others. Bias can emerge due to many factors, including but not limited to the design of the algorithm, or the unintended or unanticipated use or decisions relating to the way data is coded, collected, selected, or used to train the algorithm. Algorithmic bias is found across platforms, including but not limited to search engine results and social media platforms, and can have impacts ranging from inadvertent privacy violations to reinforcing social biases of race, gender, sexuality, ethnicity. The study of this bias is most concerned with these algorithms that reflect systematic and unfair discrimination. This bias has only recently been addressed in legal frameworks such as the 2018 European Union's General Data Protection Regulation. Now,
okay, Marilyn,
this is Wikipedia.
Melissa would like to ask us a question, or you a question. Go ahead, Melissa.
I didn't want to interrupt. I have a question because I went to the Radio Free Zone. It was Virginia. So it's obviously not satellite-based. Am I correct on that? Because I hung out there at the observatory, the satellites, like right next to the satellite, where it said like no radio frequencies, and I hung out there and was there for hours, and hoping if they heard like the perpetrators, that someone would come to me. So it's obviously not satellite-based, right?
Yeah. Do you have any questions specific to artificial intelligence, Melissa?
I feel that it's more desensitized human beings. I have 24-hour... voice to school, and I feel like it's people being brainwashed, and it's voice to school, or voice of God weaponry, because they've tried to like convince me that it was my friends and family, and what's heartbreaking is that they are using this on my son. Because I see it, and I don't know how I'm supposed to protect my son, but yeah, that's my question, is how do I protect my son, or protect myself?
Well, this show isn't really about that tonight, but stick with us, listen to the show. Listen to our conference call.
I just called in, so I don't know what you're speaking of primarily right now, but I know you were talking about gang stalking. I know that. I'm aware of that. I'm aware that like the gang stalking. I'm well aware. I know that like taking my phone apart if I go to public places helps. Is it gang stalking?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Melissa. We appreciate your input.
I'd like to say something.
Sure.
These AI programs that are going to unleash, that are being unleashed on humanity, are causing instability and trauma and tearing the family apart. So your best protection is to protect yourself first so you can protect others. And that's through information about artificial intelligence. I do want to respond to what she said about using the voice of another person. That has happened to me. I can say that this is true, where I had a conversation with my cousin who's in the military. She's not part of the gang stalking. She's a patriot. And hung up, and they used her voice to talk to me and it just went on for a while, and they stopped. Where they'll record the sounds of other people and make you believe that they're talking to you. And this is to cause confusion and trauma and pain. You have to hold yourself together, be sober, be strong, and pass the information to your community and your family. That's my suggestion to her.
Yeah, that's a very good suggestion, too. I agree with that. And I've been getting text messages lately that there's a great deal of conversation missing. Like, it's really bizarre. There'll be like five texts all lumped up at the bottom, and it looks like somebody answered them. And I don't know who it was. It wasn't me. So I have to root through and get stronger security for my iPhone. And the iPhone, I consider to be just about bulletproof. So I'm going to check that out. It must have been something on the other end with my carrier. So I'll have to check. But have you ever got weird texts that it looks like somebody answered, but nobody was there? In other words, you're seeing one side of a conversation, just like on Facebook. If you block somebody, they're not there, but you're still seeing an empty conversation coming from somebody else. That's what it's like. That ever happened to you?
They took over my cell phones and destroyed them. They're doing it a lot less. But back to this artificial intelligence, we are really up against something that could end up horribly, as the movie The Matrix. And everyone should use it as a reference. These movies are incredible. Robots, artificial intelligence replacing the human in the workforce. This is going to cause chaos. Because what are we going to do, and how are we going to support buying these products if we're not working? Also, the medical community is going to use AI to problem solve medical issues, and they're going to prop that up in the media as a justification that your sick body is a justification for having a computer take over your mind and your life and the country and the planet. So,
that's very good.
What we have to do, unfortunately, this black-on-black gang stalking that I'm that's killing me. I'm actually dying slow. It's like a cancer. Gang stalking is like a cancer. You have to be very careful. Melissa needs to take care of herself. Be healthy. So you have to compete with white supremacy. There's no other choice. You can't. This article is excellent, and I agree. The disadvantaged are going to have to get it together and learn how to protect themselves from this neural network global takeover of artificial intelligence that it's taking in all of our information, and it's going to clone itself and slowly, if they actually take in your emotional instabilities and your low emotional IQ, like for instance when the TI called in on the conference call for the questionnaire for the United Nations about torture, our computers are going to eat that and serve it right back to us. So we have to be very careful about how we're interacting with each other. And we got to take these gang stalkers out. We have to get them off of our brains, and then we have to tackle this gang stalking, Frank. I've had enough of this.
And, yeah, that makes two of us. You do a very good job of representing how you are targeted and by whom. And that's one thing that I stress. Try and find out who is targeting you. Okay? Some people know and some people don't. And it's getting to the point where, you know, we have to react. But I'm very happy to see this UN questionnaire, because that will say, and it says in the questionnaire in so many words, that yes, we know that you are targeted. We know that AI is involved. We know who's doing it. Help us to make laws. And that's what we're doing. So if you're a target in the audience, please contact me, or if Marilyn wants to give out her phone number, that's up to Marilyn. But mine is 508 857-8334, and I will tell you how to get a hold of all of the information that you need. You can go to targetedmassachusetts.org right now and get the questionnaire. It's under documents. You have to go by computer. It's under documents at the very bottom, and right next to it is the UN handbook. I suggest that you download both of them. And if you have any trouble, just give me a call. We're having a workshop tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern. It's the same numbers as the conference call. And I can give those to you right now. That would be 515-604-9715. The access code is 708-922. By computer, freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. That's the best way to join us, because if we share the document on screen, you'll be able to see the changes that we're making and progress along, because this has to be in email sometime on the day of the 25th. So.
Right, and my number is 937-516-2612. And Melissa, if you want to call me, you can. And anyone else is interested in discussing being targeted, especially if you're from Ohio. I want to add also the creepiness of racially based hatred in technology, but there needs to be some accountability with Black America. Joy Buolamawini, who's a graduate researcher at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, she did the right thing in starting this, and that's how you combat racism. Unfortunately, this targeting, they're going to be targeting poor Blacks who are uneducated, haven't been culturally exposed to the larger white society, and have lived in perpetual fake reality with the television, which also operates as AI. It's programming their stupid minds, and they're going into third-generation welfare, depression, and they're not competing with the dominant group. And so this is tragic. And so gang stalkers are recruiting these people, and there are lots of Black targeted individuals who are being targeted by what's classified as their own people. And this is gonna be a race issue. The race issue, it might stop with gang stalking. That I've talked with, and just on the computer, with other Black TIs who said, I can't believe that you were honest enough to talk about how vicious Black people can be in gang stalking. And they're going through hell. They thought they were in hell with the whites until, you know, this romantic notion that a protest would solve the world's problems is not the case. This is the age of the robot, the computer, and AI, and the satellite, and the cell phone tower, and 5G. And 5G is documenting flora, fauna, the air, the atmosphere, other planets, the earth, all the water supply, the oceans, all God's creatures, and the various types of humans. These beautiful people on the planet are being documented, whether they're living in the bush or living in Manhattan. And their behavior is going to determine how crazy this AI is going to be, I think. We are the programmers. It's not just the initial white male or white woman that controls artificial intelligence. There are many Blacks in the military industrial complex who are complicit in this injustice and are naively thinking they are doing something interesting when they are being foolish. So we have to hold everyone accountable, Black or white, and this baby maternal racism where black people are still looked at as, you know, the civil rights victim, it's absurd at this point. It's 2020. Get it together, black people, okay? AI is coming, and I've been telling black activists this, and they laughed at me when I talked about targeted individual programs, and now they're finally getting shot with dew, and people who were in Black Lives Matter, and so they're getting hip very quick. And there is a movement of black people exposing 5G. It's slow, but it's happening, and we have to get to these crazy black people in the community of America to control them so that they don't work for the gang stalkers. And that's going to be my agenda for 2020, that I'm going to block you to the best of my ability, because my life is being ruined, not just by the white supremacist institution of global dominance, but the blacks that perpetuate and help, just like they did on the slave plantation. You will go through language and images of black people beating other black people in between picking cotton. Now they're picking brains and beating other black people. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's really sick stuff that is going on with you. And you have like 10 plus up to 20 people at a time doing this. And it's a wonder. I have two, and one of them has 9 different voices that he uses, but not at the same time. But it's a wonder that you can get through and do what you do with these things. And there's no other word for them, but things that are on your back. They're just like a disease, as you mentioned, just like a cancer. Well, you know, it's time for some radiation going the other way. And I, for one, have had enough. You've had enough. And I got struck with a memory type wave today, and I was like totally useless. But I'm starting to get my steam up again, and I think it's probably the night, because the night's my favorite time anyway. Days I really get bugged with. I don't know about you. But I just wanted to thank you, Marilyn, because you're doing an excellent job.
And so are you. We're lucky to have you. I'm so proud that you're on RBN. RBN has great programs, and hopefully we can get non-TIs to listen to you. And like Ella, who's a TI, and she also has a platform to discuss this, you know, she said happiness and looking out for others.
And okay, we have a fan here that wants to speak to you. It's Mer Bailey, I think, from Wisconsin. And she's always in the chat.
Hi, Marilyn. And Frank.
Hi,
and you're so strong. But I want you to remember that this is a trinary game theory. There's another race over us, both black and white, and they pit every other ethnic group against each other. And they run the money, and they run the media, and they run all these other things involved. And they're white Jewish supremacists, okay? You know, they don't respect the black Jews at all. You know, even though there are plenty of mixed with Jewish blood in them, and they do use the men that were from fathers that are Jewish and women that weren't, like, say, Lenny Kravitz and Malcolm Gladwell and George Zimmerman, for 3 examples, and you can see what they've done. But look up Harold Wallace Rosenthal. This is one of the few surviving things, and he was interviewed by a Walter White 40 years ago. It's called The Hidden Tyranny. You really need to look at that, and it really starts to open your eyes. I never knew all this. You know, I could see there was some favoritism now and then, but this is a fact. And a man, Jewish man, that hated white people, and he got tenure at Yale or Harvard, and he didn't have any degree. He just died recently, and because he was full of his own poop. okay? But he was very racist against white people, even though he appeared white himself. See, white people are the only competition that the white Jews have. I just want you to understand that, because like the CFR is 2,400 plus percent overrepresented, and that's
yes.
by Jews, and that's just one example. We have all the banking, and all this is coming down because we're bringing it down.
We are.
We, the people of the world, are way ahead of this New World Order stuff. They're trying to keep a lid on it, and they can't.
Now, I would like to say, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I want to play devil's advocate. I want to say this. During World War II, 80 million white people were died.
Yeah.
Out of that, 6 million.
Okay,
white
one more thing.
White,
look into
white
Hitler. I'll put a link in the chat. We've been lied to about all of that. We've been lied to about most history. Okay?
Right, and we have to be very careful, because unfortunately competition is a word that lots of people are not interested in. And if a group is prevailing, then everyone needs to try to figure out how to compete. Many people in the country are taken care of. They're pushing paper, and it's not a real job. I know what a real job looks like. City workers who are taking care of our water, our infrastructure.
Yep.
These are real jobs.
All this
lots
is true, but it's all dependent on the money. It's all dependent on who hands out the money. And people will back
the
down.
The money is not real. It's paper. It's not gold.
Well, we all know that. We all know that, but we exist on it. We have to exchange it. I'm just saying we need to go for cooperation, not competition as much. You know, friendly competition. But just realize, these people use everyone else as their proxy warriors. Right now, they're using the trans and the gay and all that stuff that they are creating with their media. Like you said, with TV. I don't have TV. I have a landline and this laptop, and that's it. And sometimes they don't work. So, but I love talking to you. You're such a strong individual. You remind me of some of my friends. I worked with a lot of black people and had very close friends. I don't now, because I'm out here where I don't have any friends but my kitty cat and a couple chickens. So, and all you dear people I get to talk to on the phone.
Marilyn's as strong as they get, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying. It is hard. But, you know, again.
Okay. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. I didn't have my watch over here. Thank you so much. God bless.
And are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.